Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. It's 4 o'clock in the Java.net Community Corner. In the mini theater at this point, we have an Armenian East Ions Library project that is sponsored by Barry Levine from American University of Armenia and San Francisco State University. Barry?
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Gary. Can you hear me okay? Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit about the a project that we're initiating now, the Armenian Digital Library Project. The points I'll cover today are, after a brief introduction, I'll talk a little bit about the Iraqi Virtual Science Library project that was initiated by Sun and others, and that's what we're building on. Talk about the project phases, the participating Armenian organizations, and some of the motivation for this project, and followed by some conclusions. So, first of all, the interest is, little background is that developing countries, the costs of digital libraries, for instance, ACM, IEEE, are extremely expensive. They're well beyond the reach of universities, libraries in developing countries. And so my goal is to bring these libraries, aggregate library resources, and provide federated resources to Armenia, at first Armenia, and then the region. So there's interest within Armenia as well as Georgia, and we'll see where it goes after that. So I want to provide these services for university researchers, the National Academy of Sciences, and others, other universities in Armenia, and so on. I'd like to thank Sun for donating their Sunfire T2000 server to support the project. It's over there right now, and it has a capacity to provide services for 45,000 students. That's fine for Armenia, which has a total population of about 3 million, so I don't think we'll reach the capacity. The software application framework was developed under java.net, and there's a URL for the project location. Contributors are welcome. One of the motivating factors, as I mentioned, was to address the digital divide. It's rather strange that the organizations that provide computing resources like ACM are slow to address the digital divide, which is extremely important. We want to provide free or low-cost access to journals and digital. It's based on the Iraqi Virtual Science Library project. The software infrastructure will be free. The IVSL project is currently set up and running, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a couple minutes. The American University of Armenia, which I run a graduate program in computer science there, is being used as the test bed for the project. The server is running there. The application framework is almost set up at this point. We're working with the Sun folks that have developed the software infrastructure to set it up right now, and it's almost, hopefully within a month, it'll be set up. And presents a great opportunity for the university to pool resources with the research community in Armenia to develop more infrastructure and provide these resources for the research community. We're seeking funding, of course. So I'll just be quick about this. Right now, people are volunteering their resources, the time and effort to set up the infrastructure, but certainly we could use resources, the Java.net community, to develop more modules, to provide federated services, etc., and for project sustainability. I'll tell you a little bit about the IVSL project. This quote is from the Java.net project, IVSL project there. You can see the objective is to build a software package that can be deployed at institutions like universities or libraries and give access to journal publishers in a controlled way. So currently, I should say that in Armenia and other countries, developing countries, there are consortiums that provide free digital library resources and also consortiums that provide low-cost digital library resources. And so we want to add several more that are valuable, like I said, ACM, IEEE, and so on. And so the free resources are provided for anybody. The subscribed resources that cost money require authorized access. And it's typically by IP access control and IP address control. And we want to make that available for researchers outside of the IP addresses of the host institutions. So the IVSL project, just a little background, was initiated in 2005. The initiators were the Science and Technology Policy Fellows from American Association for the Advancement of Science. Basically, it was a chemistry faculty member at UMass Amherst that spent some time in D.C. with AAAS and came up with the idea and employed folks at the U.S. Department of Defense, State Department, the National Academy of Science, the United States National Academy of Science, and so on. Their library serves seven leading Iraqi universities. You can actually browse there right now. The funding has been provided, you can see, by CRDF and others. Ultimately, it needs to be handed over to the Iraqi government to provide the funding for sustainability. As you might imagine, there's some issues there right now in Iraq. So it's moving quite slowly. So what we're hoping is, due to the very calm, very safe situation in Armenia, to provide a model for the development, for the expansion of IVSL to many other countries. It provides an online university library, like I said, acts as a gatekeeper and director of information, electronically manages user access and passes the appropriate credentials so that users can download journal content. This is really important for researchers in the countries. If typically in countries such as Armenia, if the researchers don't have access to these resources, they can't sustain their career and a lot of them leave. And so there's a brain drain from the countries. It's very important to provide the resources so people do stay and help develop the countries. Phase one, some ideas about where the Armenian Digital Library Project is heading and where it's at right now. The server has been shipped to American University. The software infrastructure is being set up with java.net. The software infrastructure has been developed by employees of Sun. We're working with them to set it up on the server right now. And once that's done, then we're going to update the java.net site to give a very detailed description on how others can set this up. Initially, I want to provide digital library services to AUA faculty and students in the first phase. And, of course, in that case, we subscribe to paid digital library resources, and they validate by IP address. Our interest is securing more free and low-cost digital library services, for instance, ACM and IEEE Computer Society. I don't know how that got to be 1, 3, 5, and 7, but bear with me there. I hope I didn't leave out the others. Phase two that I see in the horizon is to establish an oversight committee to develop usage policies amongst the stakeholders in the country. One of the interesting things of this project is that I got word from CRDF, the Civilian Research and Defense, Civilian Research and R&D Foundation in D.C., U.S. government agency. The folks there were communicating with some Armenians in the States and developing another project that seems very similar to this project, and I got in touch with the folks leading that project, and they're going to piggyback their project onto this one because our server has the capacity to serve many more people than we're intending to serve. In addition, that project, it's very nice to have that project work with the AD, the Digital Library Project, because it's associated with digital libraries in its own right. So we want to provide an open network to the general research community and add validation services after we move outside of the AUA domain and continue to secure more free and low-cost subscriptions. Phase three is we want to extend to the region. There's already interest in Georgia, and we want to provide services to researchers there as well. We want to add federated services, because right now there's a set of digital library consortium that a researcher has to search those individually, and we'd like to provide federated resources, services, so that somebody could just say, I want to search for this article, and it will go to any of the resources that we subscribe to. We want to add other services that are specific to the region and link up organizational libraries there. The benefits, again, are with this project is it's going to be used as a model for developing the projects for other regions in the world. And eventually, we want to hand it off to the consortiums representing all stakeholders and not house it at the American University anymore. We have a number of Armenian organizations I've already established contact with that are very excited about this. The National Foundation of Science and Advanced Technologies, the Armenian National Academy of Sciences, other universities there, and the Armenian Scientific Portal Project. Just to give you an idea of the promotion of the digital divide, after some conversations with ACM, they have a discounted rate for consortium up to three institutions for their digital library, and that's $29,000 per year. That's up to three, and I want to serve a much larger constituency. And that's a special rate for level three countries, of which Armenia is a member. So it's still out of reach for the institutions. Just to give you an idea, the other universities cannot subscribe to digital library because, for instance, their faculty are paid on the order of $100 a month. It's out of sight. IEEE Computer Society Digital Library, $15,000 per year. So we want to do something about that. There are other organizations I'm working with. These are the other consortiums that are available. We see in Hinari, Agoratil, OR. And then there's a few organizations, INASP and EIFL, that help support the development of licensing for digital library services. Conclusions and questions here. In short, the Armenian Digital Library Project will benefit researchers, address the digital divide. It'll help to form online communities. Okay, and Java.net is where the infrastructure will be hosted and the modules will be developed. And so if anybody is interested in assisting with this project, we could very much use your help. Short of that, we could use funding to provide development of the modules for federated services, maintenance by system administrators, and the usual, and maintain subscriptions, the low-cost subscriptions. So that's where we're at. In a nutshell, are there any questions? Okay, then, thank you.
Barry? Thank you, Barry.
Sure.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Java.net Community Corner mini talks for today. This is the end for today. As I say, Wednesday, day two of Java.net. Of Java 1 is just about to close.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/CT/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.